Ahmedabad. India delivered a performance for the ages at a packed Narendra Modi Stadium on Sunday night, defeating the New Zealand national cricket team by 96 runs to lift the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026 trophy and become the first team in history to win consecutive titles. The defending champions dominated the final from start to finish, producing a breathtaking display with the bat before sealing victory with disciplined bowling. The triumph followed India's earlier success in the 2024 edition, confirming the team's supremacy in the shortest format of the game. Blistering start sets the tone. India's victory was built on a stunning batting performance that powered them to 255, the highest total of the tournament. Young opener Abhishek Sharma ignited the innings with a fearless assault during the power play. Playing with remarkable confidence, he hammered 52 off just 21 balls, striking 6 fours and 3 sixes as New Zealand's bowlers struggled to contain the early onslaught. India raced to 92 without loss in the first 6 overs, the highest power play total in T20 World Cup history, leaving the Kiwi attack stunned. Although Rachin Ravindra eventually removed Abhishek, the damage had already been done, with India crossing the 100-run mark soon after. Samson and Kishan build the mountain. After the explosive start, Sanju Samson and Ishan Kishan ensured the momentum never dipped. Samson anchored the middle overs with a commanding 89 from 46 deliveries, striking 4 boundaries and 8 sixes in an innings that blended patience with power. At the other end, Kishan maintained the aggressive tempo with a rapid 54 from just 25 balls. The pair added 50 runs in only 25 deliveries, taking India to 150 for 1 inside 12 overs and pushing the run rate beyond 13 runs per over. For a brief period, a total approaching 280 appeared possible. New Zealand briefly fought back when James Neesham claimed 3 quick wickets in the 16th over, dismissing Samson, Kishan, and Suryakumar Yadav. The sudden burst slowed India's scoring for a few overs. However, Shivam Dube produced a late flourish, smashing 26 from just 8 balls to push India beyond the 250 mark. Bumrah leads the bowling charge. Chasing a daunting target, New Zealand began with intent. Opener Tim Seifert launched a quick counterattack, racing to a half century and briefly keeping the required rate within reach. But India's bowlers quickly regained control. Axar Patel delivered crucial breakthroughs before Jasprit Bumrah produced a match-defining spell. Mixing slower cutters with pinpoint Yorkers, Bumrah dismantled the middle order and finished with outstanding figures of 4 for 15. The decisive moment arrived when his dipping off-cutter bowled New Zealand captain Mitchell Santner for 43, effectively ending the chase. New Zealand was eventually bowled out for 159, a team triumph for a new era. The final wicket fell when Abhishek Sharma tempted Jacob Duffy into a big shot, only for Tilak Varma to complete a comfortable catch at long on. As the ball settled in Varma's hands, the stadium erupted in celebration. Fireworks lit up the Ahmedabad sky while thousands of fans sang in unison, celebrating another landmark moment in Indian cricket. Under Captain Suryakumar Yadav and head coach Gautam Gambhir, the team showcased a fearless new generation that blended youthful energy with tactical discipline. From Abhishek's explosive start and Samson's authority to Kishan's aggression, Dubey's finishing power and Bumrah's clinical bowling, every phase of the match reflected collective excellence. India did not just defend their title, they underlined their dominance in T20 cricket, building a legacy that could define the era.